It is time for Kaleidoscope on KDOM, and today we get to talk with Windham Police Chief Scott Peterson. We appreciate you coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And we've got some things that we need to talk about. I will start with, now that school is out, it seems like there's lots of young people out bopping around, and there's lots of bicycles. There's also e-bikes that just seem to have appeared from nowhere, but they're everywhere. And there's things that people need to be aware when it comes to those e-bikes. So we appreciate you taking a few minutes and talking with us.
Yep, thank you. I'm glad to be here. Yes, school's out. We've had some good weather, and people are out and about. One of the things that came up at a previous council meeting, and we've had some other questions from the public on it, was about different kinds of bikes. There's about four categories of them: electric-assisted bicycle, motorized bikes, e-scooters, and off-highway motorcycles. Aside from your regular street-ready motorcycle.
I remember when it used to be bicycle or motorcycle.
Yes, I remember those days, too. That's not the case anymore. Or a moped. When I was in high school in the 80s, mopeds were a big thing. Society's progressed with quite a lot of different options for people to ride. And so we occasionally get complaints on those. And so what we've got, our great assistant chief, Devin Coppard, put together kind of a cheat sheet, if you will. It's posted on our Facebook page that lists, you know, whether you need a license for this particular bike or motors or scooter that you're on, and whether you need a helmet, whether you need a license plate. And so we've got all that listed on there for people to use as a reference.
Is it just Windham Police? Is that what you look for on Facebook to
find it? Windham Police Department has its own Facebook page. This is not a concept that's just that Windham's dealing with. There are a lot of communities in Southwest Minnesota, a lot of communities in Northwest Iowa that are dealing with the same issues. It's kind of been an explosion across the country. What we've done along with this sheet is we also have Minnesota statute printed on there that you can look at those statutes and look for yourself as to what the categories of the bikes are and what the criteria is for being eligible to ride them. And so we've got that listed on there, whether that's a motorized bicycle, off-highway motorcycle, we've got that all listed. Really, the only thing we don't have listed is a street-ready motorcycle, because people are generally already aware of that, so we didn't put that on there. But some of the ones that people may not be familiar with, motorized foot scooter, electric-assisted bicycle, these are the things that have popped up recently. There's been questions. But the one thing I would stress is if you see someone, one of these devices being ridden and you're not sure what it is or if it's legal, the number one thing is call the police. Our people can look at it, make a decision if it's street legal, so forth like that. But it's a lot easier for our folks to see it, to know what it is, rather than just be told about it. Law enforcement is kind of a new thing for them, too, because it's just been such an explosion, if you will, on the streets. So if a person had a question, call the police department. They'll do the best job they can to answer it.
Now, if we're talking maybe under 16 riders, if we look at it that way, some of these you have to wear a helmet by law.
That's
some
correct.
You don't.
Yes. How old do I need to operate? An e-scooter is age 12. A motorized bike is age 16. An electric-assisted bicycle is age 15. You don't have to wear a helmet if you ride an electric-assisted bicycle. However, you do if you ride a motorized bike or an e-scooter. So there's a lot of different things going on, and that requires the law enforcement to kind of identify what it is.
Right, and that we could spend 2 hours just going through on this one you need this, on that one. And the general rules are basically, the simplest way to put it is what you said. If you see something, don't try to figure it out.
No.
Call the police.
Call the police. Let us do that. We've got statutes. We've got access to those in our car. We've also got a worksheet that we're working with, and our folks will do the best they can to identify what it is and identify if there's a law being violated.
Now, I would ask, on some of them that are like the motorized bikes or something that maybe are more than just an electric assist, are there any of those that fall under the need to be licensed, where the vehicle needs to be licensed?
On three of the criteria, electric, assisted bicycle, motorized bike, and e-scooter, no. Off-highway motorcycles, yes.
Okay.
There's just a lot of balls in the air, if you will,
like we said, we could spend hours going through each one of those, but this chart that's available on your Facebook page,
that's correct,
it lays it all out.
It does, and I can't stress enough, our assistant chief put that together. It's fine work, and it's very user-friendly to just look at it, and it answers a lot of questions right there. But it's still, and even he would say, call the police.
Yes. And then the other piece to this is, if you're a parent and you've got a kid that brings home one of these things, you better go to this Facebook page and figure out if they should be riding it.
That's absolutely correct. If you're on something that you're not of age to ride, so forth, it's the parent's responsibility to keep an eye on them. There is such a thing as, allowing an unlicensed driver to drive, allowing an unregistered vehicle to operate. Now, those are something that we would rather talk through than, start off on an enforcement front.
Sure.
But those are things, nevertheless, that are out there. So it is important for the parent to know what they have, what kind of vehicle they've got, and whether their child is eligible to ride it.
Well, they are not going to go away, so
no.
It's important to familiarize yourself.
Absolutely.
With them. All right. Well, before we let you get out of here, I want to spend a few minutes and talk about the police department that you have, and just one of the things that you, now this is relatively new that you're posting.
We've been posting it on our Facebook page, our monthly statistics, for quite a while.
Okay.
It occurred to me that maybe the public as a whole hasn't seen it. That's just one venue or one forum that we're using it in. So we're worked with the newspaper, the Citizen. I've talked with you folks, a way to post our monthly statistics so people in town have an idea of the work that our people are doing.
How big is the police force in Windham? How many officers?
10 officers. And while I've got an opportunity, we've got some sharing agreements in there that make it 10 people or 10 officers. We have an agreement with the Windham Area Schools for a school resource officer. And we also have an agreement with the Windham Area Health that they fund 50% of the cost of an officer. So we have sharing agreements on this. We do security for the hospital, along with daily walkthroughs. We're kind of their security firm. And then, of course, what Officer Dana Wallace does out at the school, she's been doing it for about 13, 14 years as a school resource officer. She's done a great job.
Right.
And also does, that's part of security for the school.
I do know the kids sure love her.
They do, Officer Dana.
Yeah.
So we have 10 officers, but we have two of them are sharing agreements with different entities in town.
Are you considered fully staffed?
We've been fully staffed for a year.
Okay.
And we have essentially the right amount, the way the community's structured. It's generally two officers for 1,000 people, and we're about 5,000 is kind of the rough guess in town. So we're at the right amount.
Very good. Well, looking at this monthly crime report, it would appear that you guys stay a lot busier than what people might think.
That's correct. You have over 486 calls for service, 130 traffic stops.
This is for 1 month.
That's for 1 month.
Yes.
In some cases, in some categories, it's a slow month. There is no shortage of work for our people. There's a lot of calls. There were 13 adult arrests and 2 juvenile arrests. And they're broke down by category. And that's when posting it, people can see what kind of crimes we had to investigate. But it gives the general public an idea of what our officers are doing, that there is a considerable amount of work that's getting done in the city of Windham.
And you not only are fully staffed, but you have a real quality staff, too. Your officers are very well qualified.
Very much so. We've got the best group of people I think I've ever worked with. We provide a lot of training in our department, a lot of in-house. But we've got the best staff. I'm proud to work with each and every one of these folks. It makes my job very easy.
I don't know if I would say easy, but it definitely helps when you have quality people around you.
It does. I go to calls with our officers, see the work they do, and I'm very proud. And I think the community should be as well.
Very good. Chief, is there anything else we need to mention?
No, I think we covered some good information. And if people have questions, contact the police department. We're happy to talk with anybody.
And again, watch for the monthly crime statistics report, because it really is interesting. Mm-hmm. And before we started, I glanced at it, and it's like, well, gosh, you didn't hear anything about this. And I didn't realize there was this an issue here, or, you know, and so it really is interesting to see.
I do want to recognize Deb Neseth, who's our records clerk, puts this together every month.
Okay.
And does a fine format.
Yeah, it's laid out very easy.
Grateful to her for the work she does, too. So.
Very good. All right, Chief Scott Peterson, we appreciate you coming in today.
Thanks again. I appreciate it.
All right, and that will do it for Collider. And again, the charts for the e-bikes, the crime statistics report, you can find them all on the police department's Facebook page, and we're going to start posting that on the Windham Radio page, too. So that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.